Okay, is the car all packed up? Awesome. Well, seems like we're almost ready to hit the road. Are you excited for our big road trip? Oh, me too. Before we go, there's just one more thing. We need to change you before we go. I think you do know what I mean, baby. I know, we originally said you wouldn't have to wear diapers on this trip, but you've had quite a few accidents in the past week. Look, I know you don't want to wear them, but I just got a brand new car. I really don't want you to ruin it with an accident. No, we can't take your car. Remember, the check engine light just came on, and we just spent a half hour loading up mine. Baby, I know you don't want to wear diapers, but I think it's for the best. I promise you, no one's gonna notice and no one's gonna say anything, okay? I'll treat you like a big boy the whole time. You have my word. I know we've been working on potty training for a month now, but your bladder isn't as strong as it used to be. I have to take you to the potty at least every couple of hours, and even then, your pull-ups are sometimes still wet. You want to wear pull-ups instead? See, that's the thing, sweetie. This is going to be such a long trip. I don't want to be stopping every hour or so to change your pull-up. Look, I know you're disappointed and you're probably feeling embarrassed about wearing diapers, but wouldn't it be much more embarrassing to have an accident in the car, or even worse, when we're all hanging out with our friends? We're gonna be drinking a lot, and I can't be reminding you to go to the bathroom like I usually do when we're at home. You can refuse all you want, but you're not getting into my car until you're in this diaper. I mean, come on, you wet the bed this morning. Did you forget already? I don't want that happening at my friend's house. Let's face it, at this point, you need to wear diapers. So I'm not gonna take no for an answer. I got your diaper bag all packed up when you were loading up the car. You can pout all you want, but you're wearing a diaper whether you like it or not, okay? You are seriously acting like a baby right now. You're getting all whiny and you're getting all fussy. My goodness. You know what? I think you need your pacifier. And I've got it right here. Open up. I'm getting very tired of this and my patience is running out. Okay? I don't want to hear any more about it. You need to wear diapers on this trip. I'm the one in charge here. I know what's best for you. So are you going to cooperate or not? Now let's get you changed so we can hit the road. Baby, I'm trying to be nice about this, but you are seriously testing my patience right now. We have a schedule to keep. If we don't leave soon, we're going to hit rush hour traffic. Now we can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way. I can treat you like an adult, or I can treat you like a fussy little baby, like you're acting. So what's it going to be? Okay, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to count down from 10, and when I get to zero, you better have those pants off and you better be lying down in front of me. Got it? I am not playing. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Okay, 1. That was a close one. Listen, you better start behaving or else I will be babying you in front of everyone when we're on our trip. Do you understand? I was thinking here we are, this was just a role that we play together, but it seems like you really don't know what's best for you. Mommy's doing what's for your own good. Now go up for me. Yes, it does need to be this thick, baby. Because it's an 8-hour drive. Look, I'm probably gonna need to stop about halfway through to refill the tank and to go to the bathroom myself. So listen, look at me. If you can make it halfway without having an accident. And that means this diaper will be completely dry. Then maybe, just maybe, I'll consider letting you take this diaper off. But if this diaper is wet or messy, then you're going to be stuck in diapers all weekend long. You understand? Okay, good. You're the one who wanted to be in diapers. You're the one who got me into this, and now you became diaper dependent. And it's like all of a sudden you want to pick and choose when you wear diapers, but it's like you're just not ready. You wanted me to be your mommy, and so here I am, and you just don't like what I have to say. But that doesn't change the fact that I'm just looking out for your own good, okay? So let's try to have a good time. You be on your best behavior, and everything will be all right, okay? See, was that so hard? You are so blushy right now. Okay. There we go. Come on, let's go get you in the car. Take my hand. I'm going to bring your pants. Don't worry. I'm going to just put them into your diaper bag. No, you really don't need pants when we're in the car. Don't be silly. You'll be a lot more comfortable this way. And then I can just keep an eye on you and see if you're wet. I don't need to be reaching into the back seat and checking your pants every hour. Yes, of course you're sitting in the back seat. Again, we can talk about this if you're dry by the time we're halfway there, okay? Told you before, I'll consider giving you your pants back, and I'll consider letting you sit up front with me if all those needs are met, but I'm not impressed with your behavior right now. And if you're going to continue acting like a baby, you'll be treated like one. Now take my hand. Let's go get you in the car. Go ahead. Sit your little bottom in the back seat. Good job, baby. You're off to a very good start so far. And let me get the seatbelt for you. Okay, you've got your passy. I've got your blankie, your bottle, and your stuffy in this bag right here. I expect you to be a very good boy and take a nice long nap when we're on the road. No fussing or whining. You understand? That's my good baby. All right, let's go.